Available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and, you know, the big problem we have in America today is that the media is largely controlled. I mean, those people who would enslave us realized long ago how important it was to obtain control of the television and the radio and the publishing business and ultimately then be able to control the reality of the American people. And if you doubt that, we carry a wonderful book written by a professor up at the University of California who started analyzing this back in 1983 when there were actually about 50 corporations that control the major media. Today, now, there are five. The book, The New Media Monopoly, we recommend you get it, study it, understand, so you can talk to others about what's going on. Well, this morning we're going to be talking to Joan Vion about a subject which almost nobody has written about, and that is the nobility of Europe. And the idea that there would be kings and princes and princesses and people who really run the world from behind the scenes, why, they are not the only power, but they are a major power. And Joan has done a wonderful job addressing this because, of course, she goes to these international forums, these world economic forums, where the people who control the wealth of the world go to meet, and she's noted how frequently why the ruling princes and princesses and kings and queens are there. And we don't really think too much, pay much attention. We know there's a Queen of England, but after all, isn't she partly ceremonial? No, her organization, the Order of the Garter, is one of the most important organizations in the world. And I dare say most people listening to this program have never heard of the Order of the Garter. I mean, there are five major oil companies in the world. One of them is British Petroleum, largely controlled by the British government and the Royal Family of England. What about Royal Dutch Shell? Why do they call it Royal Dutch Shell? Because it's owned by the Royal Dutch Family. But you see, you common people aren't supposed to understand here in America why our Exxon, Chevron are controlled by our royal family. They're called the Rockefellers. And, of course, if you really believe Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are the richest men in America, you've been listening to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Brian Williams too long. You really don't understand. Your reality is molded and altered. Well, Joan has done a wonderful job talking about the nobility who are still there, who work with what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness in this truly dark movement. They call them the Black Nobility, this dark, dark movement intent upon bringing about a new world order and a new world religion. And with that as a background, Joan, it's good to have you here with us.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. You know, I was thinking as I was listening to your introduction, the fact is that many people don't really understand the power of royalty. Our little girls and grow up with someday my prince will come, and we have all the different fairy tale stories about Snow White and Seven Dwarfs and things like that. But they really don't understand how real, how powerful, how evil the royal families are. Many people think that because we don't hear about them, and that's on purpose as well, when we talk about the media, that all they're doing is just having a good time enjoying their diamonds, their crowns, and their riches. But the truth of the matter is that in order to become a king or a queen or a duke or a prince, that you needed to be the strongest, most ruthless, evil, conniving person in order to become and keep your position as king of the hill. And what do you think that the royal families are doing in the world today? They're doing just that, the very same thing. Interestingly enough, when I started putting together my reports on the rise of royalty in world affairs, I didn't really consider the fact that from a global standpoint, from a political standpoint, from how I started covering global meetings, I didn't see the kings and the queens at Agenda 20, meetings in Cairo or Rio or Istanbul or some of the other places. What I did see, however, were the prime ministers and the presidents of those countries. And as you know, one of the key prime ministers, a mover and shaker, was Gro Harlem Brundtland. She was Norway's prime minister from 1981 to 1992. And it was at the United Nations that she was asked to head up a commission that would help look at the role of the environment in world affairs. It became known as the Brundtland Commission. And she is credited. And where I started picking up on Prince Charles and his role behind the royalty, his role as royalty behind the UN and world affairs, was when I read a speech in which he gave credit to the Brundtland Commission for bringing the phrase sustainable development into all of our vocabularies. But before Gro Harlem Brundtland's commission, there were others that set the foundation, such as Common Security, a blueprint for survival, which was headed up by Swedish Prime Minister Olof Palme. And then there was the Willy Brandt Commission on the North-South, a program for survival, in which the prime ministers of England, Edward Heath, and Olof Palme from Sweden, and Jan Prock from Holland, and Göran Åland, another one from Sweden, played a key part, along with Shridath Ramphal, who was both Secretary General of the British Commonwealth and President of Guyana. And so what I am saying is that many, many times when we were not seeing the direct input of royalty as it was creating the foundation for the environmental movement that has been thrust through the United Nations, known as Agenda 21, we didn't see that behind the prime ministers, because they're nothing but puppets, were the various royal families of Holland, of Sweden, of Norway, of Britain.
And don't forget Spain, too.
And Spain. Well, it's not that Spain is not involved, but it's the countries that I mentioned, Sweden, Holland, Norway, and Britain, that have, they are woven very, very, very closely and tight, not only through intermarriage, but through common ancestors.
And we will be back here in just a moment with Joan Vian as we begin to talk about the black nobility. Are they really there? Are they directing so much of what's going on in the world today? Is they serve as a master, of course.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Danny Golden. If you heard my show last week, you heard my guest, Norm France, author, lecturer, and international Bible teacher, talk about the paganism that has blatantly infiltrated our modern holidays. Due to the positive response of that show, I've asked Norm to be my guest host this Friday, the 22nd, to discuss the other war on Christmas. Tune in this Friday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Norm will be taking your calls and answering your questions.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Dr. Stan here in the, at the American Freedom Network, and Joan is talking about how this royal elite, is encouraging, environmentalism. In fact, I recently read an article that Prince Charles, who is, of course, Joan has written extensively about, Prince Charles of Great Britain, whose wife, Diana, died under very mysterious circumstances. But you don't have to worry. The CIA and the Secret Service refused to let anybody see the records that they were keeping on Diana right up until the day of her death. And certainly, the gentleman who was with her, his father, is one of the richest men in England, and he believes there was a conspiracy and that there was an effort to kill Diana so Prince Charles could marry his mistress. Well, Prince Charles is riding his bicycle now, setting an example for sustainable development. He's known as the Green Prince, and, of course, his chauffeur drives a car behind, but Prince Charles rides his bicycle so that he can give an example of how we should save energy. And he's not flying his private jet as much as he used to. He even occasionally takes the train. They bring the jet, of course. They fly it to the destination so he can get home. But he's setting an example for all of us that the common denominator behind this whole environmental movement is more government control over your lives. Pick up the story there, Joan.
Well, that's very true. There's so much when we start talking about the role of the British royal family in world affairs. I ended up writing my first book, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, because I happened to read that speech that the prince gave talking about how Gro Harlem Brundtland and the Brundtland Commission had brought the phrase sustainable development into all of our vocabularies. And that really started me on my research. And as I was writing Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, I was struck. I was overwhelmed with the understanding that I have yet to reverse. If anything, all of my research since the time I wrote Prince Charles confirms, affirms, verifies, and basically, confirms my hunch. And that is, my thesis for Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, is that the royal family controls the United Nations. Now, if this was not true, then I would have to wonder why the United Nations allows the British Commonwealth, and that's not the correct title. Somebody at the World Economic Forum, where I posed that question to Tony Blair about why does the Commonwealth, why are they able to have a potential of 54 votes in the United Nations? And this person said, it's not the British Commonwealth, it's the Commonwealth. But many Americans would not understand. Britain has 54 countries. Now, during the 50s, 60s, and 70s, Britain decolonized many of their countries. And if you believe that the Queen gave away South Africa so that they could be truly independent, when South Africa has the world's foremost amount of diamonds and gold, and she just thought it would be a nice thing for them to have their freedom and their own parliament, guess again. every time the queen decolonized one of her colonies, it was just like an accounting transaction, and they gained, the British Commonwealth gained another vote at the United Nations. So that when we start taking a look at the United Nations, there they say every country, no matter how big, how small, has one vote. So the United States, with all of our power, has the same vote as some of the smallest countries in the world, and we're supposed to be equal now. However, the Commonwealth is allowed to operate as an organization inside the United Nations. No one has gone to the Commonwealth and said, excuse me, we think that you have a monopoly here, and therefore you either choose to be part of the Commonwealth or you form your own your own organization outside of the United Nations. No, that has never happened. And so when we start taking a look at the whole international infrastructure, the Commonwealth has the potential. Now, I'm not going to sit there and go through major agreements and laws passed at the United Nations and say, wow, you know, there were 35 of the 54 countries that voted for this one. That's an unbelievable task. But I am saying they have the potential of 54 votes at the United Nations. They have the potential of 37 votes at the World Trade Organization, 36 votes at the World Bank, and 35 votes at the International Monetary Fund. And you can take that throughout all of the other international organizations. We are outvoted at every turn, with the exception of the Security Council. And for the time being, there is only one Commonwealth country in the Security Council, along with the United States, and then, of course, the other three would be China, Russia, and France. You know, just interesting and strange bedfellows, if you ask me. But we are outvoted all over the international infrastructure through the Commonwealth. Now, when we start taking a look at our own hemisphere, the European Union doesn't have any Commonwealth countries in it, interestingly enough, and Britain is their own. They're outside of the EU, and they still maintain their own currency. And interestingly enough, when we start taking a look at currencies, it is the pound sterling that has been much stronger than the euro against the dollar. Surprise, surprise, surprise. So now, when we start taking a look at the free trade areas of the Americas, which is the equivalent in our hemisphere of the European Union, the FTAA has 33 countries, of which there are 13 Commonwealth countries in our hemisphere. So I would say that the scales are very, very unevenly balanced and tipped in favor of Britain at every turn.
And what happens, of course, when these countries are let loose? Why, they control the media in those countries, and they control who gets elected, because after all, if you control the media, you control the elections. I mean, where did Mbeki in South Africa come from? I mean, you know, the man who replaced Mandela. Well, he'd been living in Great Britain for many, many years, and suddenly he has returned to South Africa to replace Nelson Mandela. And everybody says, isn't it wonderful he was elected by the people? No, he was elected by the people who control the media there, who were tied right into this this whole monarchy, this whole Brotherhood of Darkness complex that we talk about so frequently, how all of these organizations interlock, but with a common goal, a one world order, a new world religion, under a new ruling class. So pick the story up there.
Yes, I'd like to. You know, it was very interesting when I wrote my book, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince. I happened across a book called The Almanac d'Agatha. And The Almanac d'Agatha was a book that was published in Britain from 1763 to 1944. And then as a result of World War II, it ceased being printed until 1999. And I happened to be in Britain that year, and I had read about it in a magazine called Majesty. And so I purchased a copy of the first Almanac d'Agatha since 1944. And by the way, that was headed up by King Juan Carlos of Spain. you know, let's keep it all in the family. And in the Almanac de Gotha, my big shock and surprise as I was looking in the index of all the various royal families, their names and what countries they came from, was to see the Holy See listed. And I'm like, what? What is the Holy See doing in here? Well, interestingly enough, the Almanac de Gotha, and by the way, if your name is not in the Almanac de Gotha, you ain't royal. No matter who you say your ancestors are, if your name's not in there, you don't count. And so, as I was reading this, the Almanac de Gotha basically says that the Holy See, also called the Papal See, is the See of St. Peter of Bethesda in Galilee, the Prince of the Apostles, personally established in Rome in the first century of Christianity, having received from Jesus Christ basically the right to be the Pope of the world. And so, interestingly enough, all popes are given the equal rank of king, and all of the various cardinals of the church are considered equal to the princes of any king of any monarchy, whether it's from Britain or Sweden or wherever. And I think that is astounding, because when you start taking a look at the papacy and England, this is where it really gets very interesting. For those of you who don't remember, Henry VIII broke with the Roman Catholic Church because his wife didn't give him a male heir, and he needed a male heir. And so in order to break with Catholicism, he started his own church, which is the Anglican Church, and therefore he became the head of his own religion. So you have the Pope and the Queen. The Pope is the ruler of his own country, called the Vatican. The Queen is the ruler of her own country. And by the way, there is a book out, and I don't have it yet, in which a gentleman has verified that the Queen owns 10 billion acres of land worldwide. She owns title to it. She owns all of the Isles of Great Britain outright. They are hers. And the amount of land that she owns comprises 1/6 of the Earth's territory. So in any event, Queen is head of her own church. She's head of her own country. And the Pope as well. So they are the only two in the whole world that are head of state, a king or a queen, monarchy, and then head of their own religion.
Well, the whole thing is so complex, you know. There are so many intricacies to this ruling elite. You know, people, and it's only really become apparent to me recently, why Emperor Hirohito was never punished for war crimes after the Second World War. Everybody else was punished, you know, Tojo and the Prime Minister and the other people who led Japan into the war. But why not the Emperor Hirohito? Why, he was a member of the Garter of the Queen of England. A member before, a member after. And, of course, he would not be punished for dragging Japan into this senseless war in China and then a war with America and the terrible devastation that followed, because he is above that. He is part of the ruling houses, the ruling kings and queens of the world. And so many of them are tied into the Order of the Garter. Would you touch the Order of the Garter? Because most people have never heard of it. They don't understand. It's been around for hundreds and hundreds of years.
The Order of the Garter was started by Edward Longshanks. And he was the one who also determined that his son would become the Prince of Wales. He set up the whole system with the Prince of Wales. Let me just talk about that for a minute before I get into the Order of the Garter. Many people think that Prince Charles is nothing but a buffoon. He is not. The Prince of Wales says that he is the head of state of the Principality of Wales, which is located in England. In other words, Edward I carved up a section of the country whales and basically gave it to the firstborn. That is where he would get his income to maintain his royal personage. And as such, for example, when any ruler is crowned king or queen of England, they are not crowned king or queen of Wales, because that is its own principality, like Monaco or Liechtenstein.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joan Leon.
This is Don Wiedemann. There will be no Shabbat services this 23rd of December because of the snowstorm. And just want to let you know, and maybe you can call a few other friends of yours that usually come to Beth Messiah and let them know also. Also, a special prayer request for Boaz Anamir. He usually plays from time to time at Beth Messiah Band. And he was involved in a very serious auto accident, and he's in the hospital in Loveland. And he can sure use your prayers. All right, that's it. Hawks.
All of your emergency supplies, Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning is Joan Leon. And before we go on, I want to Joan to give out her number and her website. The thing is that Joan wears two hats. One, she travels throughout the world, keeping us abreast of what's really going on and coming up with things like you're hearing about this morning. Most people do not understand that certainly Prince Charles is one of the major forces behind the whole idea of sustainable development, the Kyoto Protocol, stopping the development of nuclear energy, aimed at lower, everything is aimed at lowering the living standards of common people like you and me, not of the elite like himself. He sets the example by riding his bicycle while the chauffeur drives the car behind, but he's showing how we all have to make sacrifices to conserve energy. And of course, it's all hypocrisy, but anyway, I want Joan to tell you about the women's group, and then she also has a business where she does financial advising, and I know people who've been to her, and they were very, very happy, because sometimes we're so busy, we're not smart enough to know how to invest money. Of course, I don't have any money to invest, but I'm sure some of our listeners do, and believe me, in times like this, you need all the help you can get, because when this whole house of cards comes tumbling down, why, most people are going to get wiped out, financially impoverished, is exactly what they intend. Well, Joan, would you like to get your website, your telephone numbers out?
Absolutely. First of all, let me say that I have a new video out. It's a 2.5-hour video on connecting the dots of world government. It goes into the political, the economic, the environmental, along with a number of other things. We talk about a global tax, global currency, global stock exchange. We talk about the Commonwealth, the number of votes at the UN, and many, many other things that will help people learn and understand the infrastructure that has been set in place above the nation state. You can call 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541, to order the video or any of our newsletters, including the newsletters on the rise of royalty and world affairs. You can go to our website, womensgroup.org, womensgroup.org. With regard to Vion Financial Services, yes, I'm a tent maker, and that is how I have made my living for the last 25 years. Interestingly enough, covering all these global meetings has given me, if you will, a greater understanding of global trends, and I've been able to help my clients earn, well, anyway, they've done well. For people who are interested in learning more about Vion Financial Services, they can call 301-371-0540, 301-371-0540.
All right, there you have it. And Joan's information that she gives out, I think, is very, very valid. And we've certainly followed her efforts to go to these financial meetings, to rub shoulders with the elite who rule the world, who've created one of the greatest financial successes in all recorded history. Look at the prosperity they've created. But unfortunately, the House of Cards is beginning to shake. Pick up the story, Joan.
Well, you know, you're talking about the financial structure that they have created, and one of the things that they created was the central banking system. The central banking system first started in Holland, and then as a result of its success, there was a move to set up a central bank in England. But England at that time was ruled by James II. James II, interestingly enough, in a Protestant country, was Catholic. And his daughter had married William of Orange. And William of Orange and Anne, they were in Holland. That was Orange. That's where Orange comes from. And they were set up, and they were backed to depose the Catholic king, James II, and he fled, and he was replaced by William and Mary. And when they came to England the end of the 16th century, the bottom line is they brought with them the whole understanding and awesome idea of a central bank. And because of a businessman in the city of London, and by city of London, I don't mean the city of London as we think about it, but inside the city of London is a 600-acre territory that is incorporated as the city. And it is the economic and the legal brains of the country and, interestingly enough, today, the world. Located in the city is the central bank, the Bank of England, as well as the Temple, which is their whole legal system, as well the London Stock Exchange. And today, the Bank of England is one of the largest handlers of gold in the world. The Bank of England basically sets, actually it's the Rothschilds at the Bank of England. They've almost become synonymous, both Rothschilds and the Bank of England. It is the Rothschilds who set the price of gold every morning at 10 a.m. at the Bank of England. And so when we start taking a look at the central banking system that now controls the world, let's go back to the Bank of England, because William and Mary were some of the largest contributors. They invested 10,000 pounds back in 1694, which was a horrendous amount of money. And they became major stockholders in the Bank of England. So isn't that fascinating that the monarchy is earning a second income from usury or interest charged to the government? And if you don't think that William and Mary thought that that was a great idea and that they should become stockholders in all of the central banks around the world, I have a bridge in Brooklyn I'd like to sell you.
And what people do not understand about our own history is one reason why Congress refused to renew the charter for the first Bank of the United States, and that, of course, was to expire in 1811, was because, you know, a third of the stock of America's central bank was owned by Europeans. Well, of course, Congress canceled the charter in 1811, and you'd never forget, never imagine what happened the next year, where we had the War of 1812. And then, of course, it was that when Andrew Jackson had his battle with the bank in 1832, the second bank was established to try to bring stability to America after they had plunged us into economic chaos, and the second charter was to expire in 1836. But they were trying to renew it in 1832. And one reason why Andrew Jackson, you know, objected to the charter of the Second Bank of the United States was because of the stock, at least a third of it, was owned by Europeans. And I'm sure William, the royal family and the British banking system was then dominating America's central bank, just as, of course, all of the central banks of the world are interlocked today.
Absolutely. You know, you talk about a global mafia. We have several global mafias. We have a financial and economic global mafia through the central banks, headed up by the Bank for International Settlements.
I think we're going to have to go to a break, Joan. Hold that thought. We'll get to the Bank of International Settlements there in just a moment.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I just started my own business and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joan Vion. Joan, pick this story up.
We were talking about the fact that there is a financial mafia that rules the world. It is the central banking system. And Carol Quigley aptly described the central banking system, that it would meet in Basel, Switzerland. The Bank for International Settlements would be the apex of all the financial power in the world. We then have a political mafia, and that political mafia is well, it's hard to explain. How do you explain the United Nations through the royal families of the world? But basically it is the royal families of the world as a political mafia looking to do what royalty has always done, and that is control the world. So there are two levels of power in the world. One is economic, one is political. Ah, how could I leave out the religious? Well, that's another story, and that's another mafia coming up as well.
And, of course, behind the religious are these dark, sinister spiritual forces that have infiltrated every one of our major religions in the world, carrying on this eternal battle that began in the Garden of Eden, a battle between God and Lucifer, which is not an imaginary battle. It's being waged on the bloody sands of Iraq today and the mountainous area of Afghanistan, where human sacrifices are being made unto the prince of this world. And the people do not understand the spiritual forces that are energizing what's going on in the world today. Our leaders don't make mistakes. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know.
Let's take up on that, because, interestingly enough, behind every war is a financier. And sprinkled among now the history of royalty is the rise of a nouveau royal family, the Rothschilds. And they came from abject poverty, and if you want to just look at it as a story of rags to riches, it's amazing. The family is brilliant, but in their brilliance, they've also had the goal of controlling the monetary system of the world. And the Rothschilds pretty much have done that. In an economic newsletter that I wrote called Who Controls the World and the Value of Assets, I concluded after an extensive research that it is the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds are very tightly woven now in the seams of history. Mayor Amschel Bauer started in Frankfurt. He had five sons. He sprinkled them all over Europe with their own bank. These banks had an interlinking power over Napoleon. While the French bank backed Napoleon, the British Rothschild Bank backed the Brits. And so it's been like that throughout all of history. The Rothschilds can back any one, two, three, or four sides of any war and make money. And therefore, we see even today in the economic philosophy that runs the world, the philosophy of Joseph Schumpeter, who taught at Harvard University, and basically in a book that he wrote, Mr. Schumpeter put forth the fact that capitalism can never, ever be stationary. And as such, capitalism must always have some kind of stimulus. And if capitalism should ever fail or be on the verge of failing, then what must happen is something he termed creative destruction. In other words, if we need a war to keep capitalism up, then so be it.
Well, I think that, of course, many people then think when we talk about the Rothschild, you're talking about this as being a Jewish conspiracy. These people are not Jewish. They are satanic. And
yes,
they are energized by this world satanic movement. And it infiltrates every one of our religious organizations, be it Judaism, be it certainly the Protestant faith, the Catholic faith. They're certainly working within the Mohammedan faith. I mean, if you go into the background of, you know, of Allah, there's a wonderful book we carry, although they're just almost unobtainable now, called The Prophet of Jhum. And certainly Muhammad realized he was satanically possessed. He was demonically possessed. So until we recognize the spiritual force that is behind this whole global system of finance, you know, we begin to get lost in all the details. And they actually create wars in part for financial purposes, but in part because they relish the horror and destruction that it brings. People find it difficult to believe anything could be that evil, but there really are evil people out there.
Well, blood has always been the common denominator of Satan, whether it is war or whether it is just plain violence or whether it is abortion, the killing, the sacrifice of children, or even the sacrifice, as we saw in the Old Testament, of Moloch.
Sure. And these are the things that the average individual is never going to hear from their pulpit today, because we really don't talk about the fact that there are secret societies. They tie into central banking, royalty, this whole complex that's moving us towards the one world government, and, of course, the new world religion, which is the reason why Christianity is under attack here in America today. You just got about a minute to wrap up the program, Joan.
I would say this, in light of everything that we have spoken about, in light of the evil, it is all spiritual warfare, and that is the real battle that we are involved in, and therefore, not only during this Christmas season, but it is really what we will do with Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And I would highly recommend that people go to my website, womensgroup.org. I have an article on the Abrahamic Covenant and its place in time of evil today. We need to know Jesus deeper, better, and more. We need to be memorizing Scripture. We need to be letting our faith shine as a light in the dark world.
Amen to that. God bless you, and thank you. Have a wonderful Christmas, Joe.
Thank you, Dr.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Inside Israel Institute study tour for 2006 begins on November the 5th. The tour includes sites in Jerusalem, lectures from local rabbis, professors, and ministers. The second week has a tour of the Galilee and the Dead Sea. The cost of the seminar is $1,325. For more information, call 1-858-324-1000. That's 1-858-324-1000. The Inside Israel Institute study tour of 2006.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
We spend the year talking about all of these secret societies and truly dark forces that are at work in the world. And one reason we do that is I hope that many of you will come to realize that if our message is true, there really is organized evil in the world, then there must be a God. And that was what 44 years ago brought me into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope that some of you listening to our program, if you don't already understand the spiritual nature of the battle, will begin inquiring, reading the book of John and the New Testament, which is an excellent place to start your journey to an understanding of what is really going on, and hopefully to realize that you and I are not going to solve the problems of the world. We are to be dependent upon our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, this is the time of year when we talk about his birth, and people will argue, oh, well, he wasn't really born on December 25th, and does that really matter? We honor his birth, and we honor it every year at this time. And we know that his birth is important because of the organized effort to destroy Christianity and to destroy Christmas. The forces of darkness realize that the only barrier to their ultimately taking control of the earth is the Christian influence in our society. And for years, like weevils, they've been boring into the very fabric of our society. They have homosexuals planted certainly in the Catholic seminaries, yes, and in the Protestant seminaries, and they're turning out people like Ted Haggard and two other people in his church. And we find many of our ministers, many of our key people, are certainly into aberrant lifestyles. And there's a spiritual component to homosexuality. People don't understand that. Most homosexuals don't understand that. There's an effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society, to change our attitude, to convert us from a Christian to a pagan nation. And that's why this time of year is so important. When you recognize there is an organized, orchestrated attack on Christianity, then you realize, of course, the story is not imaginary. It's true. I read the writings of the people on the dark side. They believe in the Bible. They just have a different spin on it. They don't worship the God of the Bible. They worship the God who hates the Bible. And, of course, because that gives them total freedom. Freedom is not the ability to do what you want to do. Freedom is the ability to do what you should do according to the laws of God. And if you don't have your confidence in him and you don't submit to him at his direction, and you don't go to him frequently in prayer and ask for his help and guidance, well, you're not going to get through the very difficult times that lie ahead. And so if we can offer you nothing else at this time of year, other than the fact that there is hope, not in what men do, not in what we have in the way of material possessions, but in our personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And the remembrance that Christmas, well, the reason for the season is the fact that, almost 2,000 years ago, a child was born in a manger in Bethlehem, and that birth changed the course of the world. And all the armies and all the emperors and all the writers have never had the influence that child has had on the course of human history. So remember Christmas, the story. Get out and read the Christmas story once again and understand what Christmas is all about. And so we won't be talking to you again until after the season, but may you all have a very wonderful and very Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. God bless you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event.